This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
This isn't a jumping around. Everything
well,
is
no, it is
saying.
Not everything, because no. 3 days ago, you had a week ago, your NBC polls were different from some of the ones that you're talking about.
But the directional was the same. Everything is tight.
But Chuck, I said the race is tight, and since the convention, there's no doubt about it, and it's in the range that we expect it to be. We think this will be a low to mid-single digit race. Presidential elections always are, Chuck. We have had very few blowouts. I point out in 2000, when George Bush lost the popular vote by a bit. Mm-hmm. He won 271 electoral votes. That's what this is about. And we are playing more offense on the map, and we will continue to win 270 electoral votes. We have more states where we're making them play defense, states they must win, including states like Virginia and North Carolina, where we are ahead in both of those, and those are must-win states for them, along with Pennsylvania. We are winning in all of those.
I don't know where you're winning. The only North Carolina poll you'd be ahead in would be your own, because every other public poll this week has shown for what it's worth. So you feel that confident that you're ahead in North Carolina and that all the public polls there are wrong?
I think we're on offense in North Carolina.
Well, this is, of course, the statement from the Clinton campaign regarding the polls. I mean, we've said this from day one. I mean, the polls are a snapshot. They tell you what, generally is plus or minus 4%, okay? That is the general accepted error factor with some of this polling information. But what absolutely drives me nuts is that our government is being conditioned and operated, and we the people are falling victim into this, that think that polls are the be-all and end-all, Scott. Polls are not the destination. They're just the journey. They're kind of the benchmark. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you can't take a... It's just like science. You know, when you're in science, you can't do just one experiment and say, hey, that's what it is. They want you to do it multiple times and over so you can kind of get a snapshot. When it's all said and done, you can kind of see how it all went in the ebb and flow of everything. But you're 100% right. A poll at any given moment is just at that point in time.
Exactly.
It doesn't tell you what's going to happen 3 weeks from now. If you would have looked at the things after the – if you would have thought about looked at polls after the – the RNC convention,
right?
You would have thought that, Trump is going to run away with this thing.
Right.
And then the DNC thing comes, and she doesn't get a huge bump, but then he has a moment where he puts his foot in his mouth.
Right.
You know, so it's at that moment in time. And it also, they're not asking everybody. This isn't like the election where it's everybody that wants to take the poll can go take it.
Right.
It's a very select group of people that they're asking. So yeah, if they only reach out to Democratic voters,
which they've done a couple of times, and some of these polling organizations realize, especially now as we get closer, to Election Day, is they've got to protect their credibility a little bit. Early on, they can sway and influence and, turn over, some polling information and have it be prejudiced, like what you're suggesting. And this has happened from day one and, through every, presidential campaign. But part of the thing which, I think Kellyanne Conway is suggesting, and people are kind of laughing at her, is that she refers to this underreported group of Americans who are dissatisfied, and they just don't want to have contention. So what they're going to do is they're going to vote for Trump silently. They don't want to talk about it. They've got a lot of pain. People don't want to hear it. All they want to hear is, hey, let's... let's hate Hillary and let's talk about that. But that's a bad message.
Part of that, though, is it goes back to the deplorable thing.
Oh, sure. Exactly.
I mean, if you're a Trump supporter and, you're lumped in with people that are racist, all these horrible things that is horrible. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I kind of agree with some of the things that Trump is saying and I'm going to vote for him. you don't want to be outright and say that because then people think that you're part of the bucket of the basket of deplorables.
Yeah, but what it all comes down to, Scott, and you and I have discussed this, it comes down to invalidation. If I can invalidate your vote, invalidate your presence and your voice in the marketplace, somehow I win. This is what progressives feel. And even Bill Clinton had to be honest about that too, right? We've got more. Stay with us, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got America's Money Answers man with us. We're talking about the one and only Jordan Goodman, who is with us. He is a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. We've got the market having all kinds of fun, been rather volatile the last couple of weeks. Some would say when the bears come out, maybe it's time to go and go shopping. What do you say?
Well, it's all worried about what the Fed's going to do next week.
Exactly.
They've been talking about they want to raise interest rates at their meeting, which would be September 21st. But all the signs that have been coming out recently, Bill, are of economic weakness, whether it be retail sales, car sales. The Purchasing Managers Index, very important index, was down to 49. Anything below 50 means the economy is contracting. So I can go through a series of things. All the economic sense, the unemployment number was disappointing. So on purely economic grounds, there's no reason to raise rates to stop inflation, which is what the Fed's doing it.
Right, exactly.
So I hope they don't. I don't think they're going to. But they would like to because they would so-called like to normalize rates, get them back to where they should be in some theoretical world. But I think that would be a mistake.
Well, at some point, you've got to do it. But, you know, they just keep putting it off, and it seems that they're putting off the inevitable here, and understandably. And, of course, then it plays into the hand of what some are suggesting is that maybe Janet Yellen is playing the political card.
Yeah, and that's Donald Trump recently came out and said, what nobody is willing to say, maybe he's the first one to have directly insulted the chairman of the Federal Reserve, saying you are being blatantly political by keeping rates artificially low to get Clinton elected, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the election, you'll raise interest rates, that kind of thing. Nobody's ever done that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
They might have thought of it, Bill, but I don't think they've directly insulted the... Because that's... The Federal Reserve really prizes their independence, mm-hmm. being apart from politics.
Well, what's going
to
happen?
Be called politically, you know, motivated is the worst thing you can say to them.
Well, exactly. But, you know, here it is. I mean, look, if he wins, then he's got, you know, he's got an extra card to play with here. I mean, he's got to, you know, deal with, you know, the dynamic of rates and what that could do for his administration, what that's going to do. I mean, this is, in a sense, isn't it Ronald Reagan all over again? Because this is what Ronald Reagan faced when he took over.
Exactly. Similar. Well, remember, under Carter, you had Bill Miller as the head of the Federal Reserve, and he'd been gunning the economy, pumping in money, which was what caused all that inflation. And then when they brought in Volcker, he kind of did the opposite and really slowed things down and stopped the inflation under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, it would be a similar situation. Yellen has been gunning the economy, keeping interest rates pretty much near zero for since 2008, basically. So
yeah.
That could be a turnaround.
Well, it's going to be tough because that's when you get all the players in the room and say, guys, look, at we got to deal with lots of moving parts here. You know, the Fed, you know, beyond wanting, they need to raise the rate. And, you know, we need to be able to feather this in. Can we do it in such a way to where we're all cooperating and we're all being strategic about this to where, we, in a sense, we kind of share the weight and pressure of increasing rates together. And maybe that's a little bit more manageable as opposed to the Fed just deciding, hey, they're going to pull the lever all by themselves and let the market
right.
find its own
way. Well, I mean, right? The stock market is very nervous about this. And every time there's a potential, so Fed governor says something that looks like they're going to raise rates, the stock market drops sharply. You know? Mm-hmm. So the markets clearly don't want to do it. And I talk to individual investors, they're just freaking out there because one day the market's down 400 points, it's up 200, it's down 200. They don't know what is going on with all this volatility. I'll tell you one of the things I'm doing, which might be helpful mm-hmm. to some of your listeners. I'm just putting it in secure real estate income funds mm-hmm. where you get a very nice 8% yield with no market volatility and no fees whatsoever. There's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I've been doing this for a long, long time.
Right.
They're lending money to commercial real estate projects, and you actually get a piece of the profits when the project is done. They can sell it for a profit. So you're going to get 8% current cash flow, and then after a year or so, you get an additional 2% or so from profit sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So something that's completely separate from the stock market, I think, might be good
yeah,
with all
really.
The craziness that's going
well,
on lately.
Especially with that kind of return, 8%, are you kidding me?
Correct. In a 0% world. If you're in Switzerland, Bill, you're going to get minus
3%. Exactly.
The latest numbers I saw is about $16 trillion, with a T, $16 trillion in debt around the world trading at negative interest rates. About a quarter of all existing bonds are trading at below zero. Is that crazy or what? That's the situation we're in today.
Well, it's crazy. And as bad as America is right now, it's what makes America still look good, right, by comparison.
Right. We actually have positive interest rates. So that's what's drawing money in. Now, if the Fed did raise rates, that would make the dollar go up in value against other currencies, which would draw in even more currency, right, from around the world.
Yeah.
And it would make it harder for our exporters to export because it makes American goods more expensive. It's going to make it cheaper to go to Europe and London. I mean, the euro has already fallen a lot, but it would fall even further if the Fed, in fact, did raise rates.
Exactly. Hey, can we talk Wells Fargo? What's going on with this deal? I mean, this is crazy.
This is
plus,
a major thing. So what they did,
plus, I didn't like, wait, hang on one second. What I didn't like, and I'll tell you up front, and then we can talk about it after you give your report on it, was the payout. How much actually went to the consumer, and, you know, again, the attorneys took all the, they took all the money. The attorneys and the government.
Yeah. Well, what happened in this case is if Wells Fargo had a culture of so-called cross-selling, where if you get a mortgage or a credit card or a checking account, they would pressure you to buy other accounts, up to a total of about six, typically. And in many cases, they had these quotas, and they were pushing a lot of pressure on the employees to kind of keep cross-selling. So they couldn't meet their quotas, so they were opening accounts, credit card accounts, checking accounts, in people's names without them even knowing about it.
Oh, wow.
And then charging them fees from an account they didn't even know they had. And then they would close these accounts. Over 2 million accounts were kind of falsely created like this. And once this all came out, 5,300 Wells Fargo employees were fired.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid a fine of $185 million to the CFPB, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is by far the largest fine they've ever had. Now, Stumpf, the CEO of Wells Fargo, is testifying to the Senate. Oh, it's all a bunch of rogues down there. No, this was a systematic system. It's kind of like Volkswagen. They knew they were gunning the test for emissions. They knew they were doing this all the time. You can't have something this widespread, 2 million accounts. This is not one rogue banker somewhere.
And this had been going on for quite a while. So this wasn't just
at
something they found
years.
Out in the last, you know, the last couple of weeks or something. This had been going on for a number of years, and this is a cumulative number. But what disgusts me, though, Jordan, is the fine and how much went to the consumer versus everybody else. My understanding was only about $5 million was agreed to be dispersed to the consumer for their injury. And the federal government, the feds, are the ones that got the lion's share of the money. And my question always remains is, where does that money go?
It's funding the operations of the CFPB. Is the way it works. Because they don't get enough money from Congress, so they get it from fines. So it is funding them from doing more. I mean, I think it's a good thing they found this out and stopped it from happening.
Exactly.
But you're right, the consumer, I mean, consumers got hurt in several ways. They were paying fees they shouldn't have for accounts they didn't want. Their credit scores are being hurt as well.
Exactly.
Right? Those you applied for a credit card that you didn't even know about, that hurt your credit score right there as well. Mortgages, other kinds of things. So a lot of pain on the consumer's part, and the government takes the money. You're right.
I was surprised that it was Wells Fargo, because they seem to be the golden one.
That's right. They had a good reputation.
Right? Exactly.
Until it came out. I mean, Volkswagen had a good reputation until they came out as well. So you never know what's going to happen these days.
Exactly. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Always glad to take their emails at moneyanswers.com as well.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stock up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez.
Like Me Fresh every day. 3 hours coming at you. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Israel Ortega is with us. He's a writer for the conservative political news site, Opportunity Lives. He has years of experience working in both the public and private sector, possessing a thorough understanding of a variety of public policy issues, including, but not limited to, immigration, education, political analysis, and Latin America. Is always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Donald Trump goes to woo the Value Voters at the recent Family Research Council Value Voters Summit. How did he do?
You know, he actually did pretty well, Bill. I thought that, you know, he came prepared. He mostly stuck to his prepared remarks. And I think, you know, he had something to point to in the sense that he had been going to churches prior mm-hmm. to the Value Voters Summit. He had been talking to people of faith. So I think the people that I talked to at the event understood that this is not something that he's just doing. You know, Donald Trump has been making more of an effort to connect with faith voters, and I think it showed on last week in D.C.
And he's been fearless, too, is he? I mean, it's not like he's just gone to, mm-hmm. you know, white churches. I mean, he's gone to mm-hmm. black churches. He's gone to Hispanic. I mean, he is doing something Republicans heretofore have not done.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's one of the big criticisms, Bill, is that, you know, Republicans don't go to minority communities if they don't connect with minority voters because they don't show up. And so here's Donald Trump actually going out, like you said, maybe to a place that is not maybe necessarily very receptive to Republicans. But the fact that I think he's showing up and doing this, I think is a good thing.
Well, you know, when we talk about faith-based voters, you know, it's always been a challenge for me because I look out over the church and I see about 50% of church members actually register to vote. And of that, traditionally, only about 50% actually go to the polling stations
yeah.
and cast their vote, which is, like, disgusting. And I'm going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What part of the Bible, what part of your faith activity,
yeah.
and not to mention historically, when you think about America and the highlights of our history, it's been because of people of faith.
Right, absolutely. And that was one of the points that was stressed over and over by not just Donald Trump, but I think I mentioned in the article, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, among mm-hmm. others. I mean, that was the point they were making, is that there's so many faith voters that simply just stay home on election day. And so the big question is, of course, is how many of those voters will show up on election day this year? Because I think if they do and vote in large numbers, Bill, I do think that they can really shape the outcome of this election.
Well, Donald Trump has made a lot of headway, you know, because of the way the election sits right now. With that statement, what have you got to lose? I mean, he's bringing into focus history here. I mean, empirically,
yeah.
for the last 8 years, are you better off, as Ronald Reagan said, are you better off today than you were before Jimmy Carter took office? And,
yeah.
and that question
yeah.
is being asked now as it relates to Barack Obama.
Right. That's exactly right. I think it's very powerful, Bill. I think it's an indictment of the last 8 years to point out that, you know, Hispanics and African Americans particularly have not done well under President Obama. And so you may not like Donald Trump's very direct approach in saying it, but, you mm-hmm. know, he's saying, look, you know, what do you have to lose? It can't get any worse. And that's something he mentioned at the Values Voter Summit. It's something he continues saying on the stump. And so we'll see. You know, obviously, he's got he doesn't have a lot of time left before Election Day. But if he can win over some of these African-American and Hispanic voters, it can make a big difference, Bill, in places like outside of Philly, for example, outside of, you know, in big cities in Florida. And so that's a big question for him right now.
When you and I talked about this before, is that when it comes to Hispanic voters, it's not a monolithic voting block whatsoever. I mean, you've got Hispanics who have come here legally. And they're going, hey, wait a minute, you know, our American dream has been compromised here because it's being bloated and homogenized with illegals. And it's not just, you know, their fellow Hispanics. I mean, we've got people from Europe coming in, and it's all diluting the process here, and it's impacting them. So they may not want to get into a head-to-head conversation or argument, you know, with some other people because this is such an emotional issue. But beyond the emotion, it is definitely hitting the pocketbook.
Right, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right about that, Bill. And I think what's interesting too is that you know, I think the mainstream media kind of glosses over these nuances that you just raised, Bill. Because you know, I've talked to undocumented immigrants about you know what they would like, and you know, oftentimes they'll tell me, you know, we're not necessarily asking for a pathway to citizenship. You know, all we want is a chance to kind of stay here in this country legally. But you listen to the left, you know, and they say, no, everyone's got to get a pathway to citizenship. And it's almost like they're not taking into consideration these nuances and these different opinions, from folks.
Yeah, they're ignoring the fact that there's still a nationalistic sensitivity. You know, I think I shared this with you before, is that my grandfather, when he came to the United States, paid a penny for his citizenship to come in, you know, in the 1900s. And, you know, he comes in, but his heart was still with Mexico. There was no way he wanted to die in America. He loves Mexico.
So there's that
nationalistic sense, and that's what we're seeing, even with refugees. With refugees coming in from the Middle East, these Syrian refugees, we just had an extensive conversation with another expert there, and they're saying, look, the people want to stay in their home. They don't want to come to America. They'd much rather be able to survive. I mean, you think about, you know, their culture, their memories, family members, everything. It's back home. It's thousands of miles away. It's not here in America.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I think that's what, you know, people like Trump and others are suggesting, is that, you know, there may be people who just want to come here for a little bit, or there are some people who it's not in our interest to welcome into this country. I've been critical of the naturalization process as a naturalized citizen, because I do feel like it's sometimes too easy to become naturalized. I think that there should be some more thought into actually taking that step to become a citizen. I think it's a very personal decision, and I think, you know, as you were saying, maybe your grandfather wasn't ready to become a U.S. citizen. He still had allegiances to Mexico, and that, you know, you hear that from other folks too. And I think if you have those reservations, then it may not be the best time to become a citizen. And I think sometimes the policymakers and politicians try to push people to do something that folks may not be ready for.
Well, because they want them to be beholden to them, as you know as well as I do.
Right,
it's like, look, if I give you all the goodies and I've done all this stuff, you know, what's it going to cost me? You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch. We know that. Okay, so what's the cost? Well, the cost is your vote and your allegiance.
So that's what it's come down to,
disgustingly. You know, but at the very core of all this, you know as well as I do, it comes down to validation. People are saying, and I'm saying, let's get them out of the shadows. Look, if you want to add to the proposition, you've got something, you know, which most, I would say most Hispanics, just by the core of who they are and their culture and their hard working, you know, efforts and DNA, you want them to be on the team. Okay, so how do we get them out of the shadows and let them be on the, you know, be out there on the field of play and, you know, be legit, not be some sort of second class citizen to come here, you know, because you're not a citizen, so now I'm going to take advantage of you. So now, how are we different in that sense than the coyotes that brought him here to begin with?
Absolutely right. And that's you know, what's funny, or what's really revealing rather, about the email leaks that are happening, is you have people in the Democrat National Committee that have been articulating what you just said. You know, this idea of sort of becoming, encouraging, you know, more death at the border, you know, the coyotes taking advantage of immigrants. And so there was a staffer who actually used to do Hispanic affairs and sort of question and push back on some of these immigrant groups that are sort of encouraging more illegal immigration. And you know, for that, it was exposed and he was embarrassed, but, you know, he's making the point, a good point, I think. And unfortunately, we're not thinking about that very well.
Thank you, Israel Ortega.
insurance.
Thank
Call
you, Bill.
Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, as they say, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we just keep cycling back to the same old, and here we all are, all the baby boomers going, wait a minute, is it deja vu one more time? Are we just being like, you know, Pinky Lee, coach, just saying this, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. But, you know, fly over America, Main Street America, that has continued to be injured and hamstrung by the policies of this administration, are saying no. In fact, it is real, and we just don't understand what mainstream media and the rest of the pundits are trying to tell us. Like, all is well. Well, you know, all is not well. That is the reality of America today.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The media is like your 14-year-old that comes in the house. And you say, Johnny, you've been out there, you've been smoking. Oh, no, not me, Dad. And you can smell the smoke all over the kid.
Exactly.
You know, tell you is a lie.
Yeah, right. Well, Coach Kevin Collins with us. Coach holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, retired New York City police officer, member of American Mensa and the NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, we got a lot to cover in a short period of time here. You know, Hillary, definitely her message has been diluted, if not absolutely darkened, by the ongoing bash of scandals, whether it's emails or her health. I mean, she crumbles after, you know, while at the 9/11 memorial and, you know, passes a bunch of hospitals to get to her daughter's house and all of a sudden appears 90 minutes later, all spunky and everything. And you got the rest of America going, hey, I want what she just take, you know, she's just taken.
Exactly. It's like if an ordinary person is stricken with alcoholism or drug addiction, they go to an away clinic. They might be there a couple of months, but the Hollywood stars are there for 2 weeks and they're cured.
Yes, exactly. It's a miracle because they live on a different plane than everybody else, that's for sure. But, you know, Coach, this has just been a disaster for her. I mean, you talk about putting a stick in her spokes. Any kind of momentum that she had prior to, I mean, this has been a rough 2 weeks for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I want to make a point here that might be missed elsewhere. You know, we are a nation of immigrants, and of course, the question of immigration is right on the table. And I find it absolutely fascinating that the best video of Hillary's collapse, and that the one that says, "Yeah, this is what it is, and you can't deny it," was taken by a Hungarian immigrant on his cell phone of this country. I wish I could remember the fellow's name. It was very difficult for me to pronounce, but you could look that up. So, I mean, it's so ironic that here it is, that we are a nation of immigrants, and this immigrant may have contributed the most important piece of video since the Zapruder film.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is in the media now, Coach. Here they are, their approval rating at an all. You've never seen the media at such a low approval rating that they are. I mean, the people are finally realizing, hey, they're not giving it to us straight. We're not getting the truth from the media, and now they're down to what, 30%? You know, 7 out of 10 are saying, hey, I don't trust the media. No wonder.
I don't even think it's that high. I think it was done with push-pull questions. But, Bill, I understand that we have a short segment today. I'd just like to comment on the Bellwether County report that just came out. You know, the Bellwether counties are ones that have, in the past, have voted with the eventual winner in this. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that in this construct that just came out, Hillary Clinton is winning in two states. But the problem for these guys is that she's winning in three states. I'll get to the third one. The problem for them is that it's already been proven wrong. Trump is up in Colorado. They have the Bellwether County showing that she's up three. Yeah, she's up. She's up three. So that's wrong. And I find it almost laughable that because they used Luzerne County in Pennsylvania and they didn't get the numbers that they wanted, because Luzerne is now 15 points. In Trump's favor, which I don't believe either, because it was 23 points in July, so I don't believe that. So they threw in Northampton County, which, where did that come from? And, of course, Pennsylvania is gone for Hillary Clinton. And then they throw in Wisconsin. I don't remember Wisconsin being a battleground state.
Yeah, it's
a blue Democrat state. Mm-hmm. So big deal. So you're telling me that Wisconsin is 9 points plus for Hillary Clinton? First of all, I don't believe that either, but fine. So you see they're trying, even this is supposed to be nonpartisan battleground nonsense, axiom battleground, they're doing whatever they can, but she's not giving them much to work with.
Well, Coach, all these polling organizations, and we've been saying this through a couple cycles, is they need to be properly measured. If they cannot give us the truth, then they need to be exposed for who they are, and let's just ignore them and know which polls we should look at. And as you and I have talked about, I mean, polling is one thing. I'm looking at the Electoral College, where Hillary Clinton looked very strong. She had big numbers as far as the Electoral College was concerned, and Trump was limited. I mean, he has expanded his options tremendously in these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you know what? Those numbers that showed her big in the Electoral College were built on fake polls. Why am I so sure that they were fake polls? I'm sure because it came out in the DNC hacked emails.
Yes.
That the NBC poll was faked, and CBS was asking the DNC for questions to ask, and of course, CNN is the seventh largest contributor to the Clinton Foundation. So imagine what the truth is, and I think what we're getting closer to the truth is that the Dornsife poll, which is put up by the Los Angeles Times this morning, has Trump tied with his high at 6.4 up.
Mm.
So that's probably more like the truth. It's all collapsing right across the board.
Well, that could be amazing with that Los Angeles poll. I mean, if Donald Trump, I mean, just for fun, I mean, it's not necessarily part of the calculus, Coach, but it could be really interesting if California came into play, because then it might give California Republicans some hope. Some little bit of hope, because it has been a single party state for so long, and it's an absolute disaster. And maybe, just maybe, you know, California is calling for a lifeline, and they're looking to Donald Trump.
Well, no, that's a national poll, Bill.
Yes. No, I understand. I understand. But I'm still saying, with it being L.A. based, it might have some influence here, Coach, in the state.
Let's get to the heart of the problem, Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Again, in the Dornsife poll yesterday, it showed she's getting 75% of the black vote. So that's it. And I saw 73% in a morning consult the other day.
Right.
That she has to do near 20 points bigger than that, and
right.
She's.
Well, Trump has been making some inroads there. He's been going, and we were talking with Izzy Ortega earlier from Opportunity Lives, Coach, that Trump is going to places that the GOP heretofore has stayed away from, and he's making inroads.
Well, you know what? The Republicans always talk the good game about, we should be reaching out.
Right.
Blacks and Latinos, and he's doing it now.
Exactly. Coach, we're out of time. Coach Kevin Collins has been with us. This is Bill Martinez, live 19 before the top of the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This message is sponsored by Elcon with USA Swimming.
Hi, I'm Dara Torres, five-time Olympic swimmer, former world record holder, and paid spokesperson for Elcon. It takes hard work and dedication to be an Olympic athlete, but now my most important job is being a mom to my own swimmer. This summer, your children may be spending more time in the water, so it's important to know how to spot signs and symptoms of swimmer's ear and to know what to do about it. As my doctor explained, swimmer's ear, medically known as acute otitis externa, or AOE for short, is a common ear infection often brought on by water remaining in the ear after swimming, creating an environment that aids the growth of bacteria. You can learn more about swimmer's ear at drops101.com. If you notice your child has any signs of swimmer's ear, contact your doctor to discuss potential treatment options. Go to drops101.com to learn more.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here, and we got a real treat for us. Tom Rice, producer of the new movie The Hollers, is with us. Mississippi native and producer with Sycamore Pictures are committed to, a wonderful type of thoughtful films, and this is pretty much in the genre of The Hollers. Tom, when is The Hollers coming out?
Hollers is released September 16th in about 60 cities, and then September 23rd it goes everywhere else.
Well, congratulations on the movie, and it's great to have you with us. Let me explain to everybody. Tom Rice produced the Sundance hit The Way, Way Back shortly after producing the Academy Award-nominated live-action short, Cavi. The Way, Way Back was the first film at Sycamore Pictures, a company he launched with partner Ben Nern in 2011. Tom, tell us about The Hollers, if you would. Give us the synopsis.
Sure. The Hollers is about a guy who moved away from a small town to New York, and he gets a phone call at the beginning that his mom, they found a brain tumor. So he has to go back home to the small town and deal with the days leading up to her having brain surgery and just all of the family dynamics, the high school friends coming back around. It's just a wonderful film. Very much in the vein of, of A Steel Magnolias or Terms of Endearment. If you like that kind of movie, this is what that is. It's that dysfunctional family comedy that everybody's going to be able to see themselves in and
right.
and be inspired by. You laugh, you cry. It's that kind of movie.
Yeah, you'll see yourself in the different characters, no doubt, right?
I certainly do.
Now, I understand the director, John Krasinski, loved the script from Jim Strauss, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. John was originally starring in the film, An Incarnation, where Jim was going to direct it. It was written for Margo Martindale, Richard Jenkins, and John Krasinski. Mm-hmm. And then that was a different set of producers. That didn't happen. A couple years later, it was just that it's that story, that script that John never forgot about and lived with him. And so he called the original producer and said, you know, I want to take this at a turnaround. I want to give it a go to try to make it. And so it lived with him, and he stuck with it. And so a couple years after, he put it back together with the same cast and approached us, and we partnered up with him, and now here we are.
Well, I was going to ask you about your involvement and how you got connected with the story.
Well, so I got connected in, I read it, I was headed back to L.A. from Jackson. I read it on a plane. It was a Sunday afternoon, and I was laughing out loud. People were looking at me. I was crying, wiping tears, trying to hide the fact that I was crying on an airplane. Yeah. And the next day, I was in John's office sitting across from him saying, we've got to do this. You know, I related to this script on two levels. One, on a small level, my dad had a brain tumor about a year almost before I read the script. I live in L.A. I went home to Mississippi and was with my family the week leading up to his surgery. And my dad's fine. He loves the movie, thinks it's the best movie we've ever made. And and this is, you know, a lovely connection that I personally have. But on a macro level, it's just about the mess of family and the need for grace and all the forgiveness and the redemption and the loyalty here. You know, I think this is something that we can all relate to, even if you haven't had a family member go through brain surgery per se. It's family coming together in a crisis. You know, I don't know, you know, Family Stone, these lovely, lighthearted looks at really messy situations. Dan in Real Life is another one that I love that, you know, that does that same thing of just getting through these situations. And at the end of this movie, though, everybody's going to walk out of the theater and immediately call their mom or take their mom to see it or call their brother and, you know, say, I'm sorry, that fight was silly last week, or, you know, whatever these films do. They're very inspirational and moving. And so I was moved by that script. And, you know, a lot of times producers have projects and you go and you meet with five directors and you get to pick your director. But sometimes it's the director that has the project and it's the producer that auditions. So I was in front of John the next day begging, saying, I've been through this. You're not going to find anybody else. Please let me produce this movie. I will finance the budget. I'll whatever it takes. Pick me, please. And he did, and I'm so glad he did.
Well, you love movies like this that bring us to our lowest common denominator that meets life, and for you to be reading the script on a plane and having that kind of emotion, I mean, that really speaks to the storyline here, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, when your body's involuntarily reacting in certain ways, you know you got to listen to that gut.
Well, Christians are going to really relate to this, especially, as you say, the redemptive value, the idea of forgiveness. This is at the very heart and soul of who they are, isn't it?
I think so. I think this movie, you're going to see grace. You're going to see just grace in action. You're going to love these characters. You're going to root for these characters. There's one scene where Richard Jenkins plays the father. He and John Krasinski are sitting on the back of a pickup truck. And the dad regrets working so hard and not being present in his kid's life. And he feels like it's too late. And people are going to, you know, this is not at all a religious movie, but you're going to see God in that moment. That moment is about how we can all meet God where we are and how it's never too late to free yourself from the past and to start over and to ask forgiveness. And so there's scenes like that. And that scene particularly, you can download that scene for free on a site called ministryflix.com. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage all your listeners to go download that, take it to their small group, show it, and start talking about it. Whether you want to go see the movie or not, that scene is a wonderful conversation starter. And I think there's a lot of scenes in this movie that are just wonderful conversation starters, just little lines here and there that just represent what Andy Crouch refers to as the full human condition. And this is in a very wholesome and uplifting way. You're going to be moved by this movie, but you can also discuss certain parts of this movie. And, you know, I like to make movies that deal with these areas and these things in very subtle ways, movies that are very faith-friendly but are also made for the non-faith-based audience as well, so that you can get conversation, you can have an impact on the world, not just on the faith-based audience. And so I think this movie accomplishes it, but I think that the faith-based audience is going to go feel like this movie was made for them.
Exactly.
And non-faith-based audience is going to feel the same way. And I think that, you know, if we can move people, if we can impact society, you know, in subtle ways and just get people talking, that's what I aim to do when I make films. And I really think people are going to enjoy this. I think this movie accomplishes that.
And that's at ministrylink.com, you say, Tom? Is that right?
Ministry Flix. F-L-I-X.
Flick. Okay. F-L-I-X. Okay, because we're going to link that on our website if that's okay with you as well. Okay.
Great. It's right there on the homepage. It's free download. I think you have to create an account to get it, but you don't have to spend any money or put in a credit card. It's just a free download.
Well, Josh Groban plays what a lot of Christians will recognize as the youth pastor. Tell us why we're going to like that.
I think you're going to like that because it's a very honest portrayal of someone who works in ministry. It's not over the top preachy. There's no evangelism to his character. This is what this guy does. This is who this is. And so, you know, it's just part of normal culture. There's youth pastors and pastors and chaplains and ministers and all throughout every single city. And, you know, they have normal lives. Those people go out to eat at restaurants. They're not only preaching sermons everywhere they go. And so, you know, I think people are going to really enjoy just the honest portrayal of this guy and how he leads by example. And he really, really steps in. His character is dating the ex-wife of John Krasinski's brother. So when you see the movie, what I just said will make perfect sense.
Exactly.
But John Krasinski's brother is like feeling like his wife is keeping him from their kids, and so, but he's also has some erratic behavior that you're going to find is a little bit like, yeah, you need to calm down a little bit, and, you know, you need to be responsible, and you haven't quite grown up yet. So John Krasinski's brother in the movie is, you know, a bit of an erratic man-child, and he needs to grow up a little bit, he needs to face life a little bit, and so Josh Groban's character is very instrumental in changing the mind of the ex-wife to show grace and to show, you know, acceptance. And this guy thinks that Josh Groban is his nemesis and that it's Josh Groban's fault. But you know, throughout the movie, he comes to realize he's the one that needs to change his paradigm. And Josh Groban's right there, just really calm and friendly, smile on his face, helping him through it, even when he's, like, saying, you know, horrendous things and accusing Josh Groban's character stuff. You see the youth minister just, you know, exuding grace to this guy,
exactly.
and then having a positive effect on his life as a result.
Mm.
He doesn't argue with him. He doesn't defend himself. He's just doing what he's called to do and having an impact in doing it. So I think people are going to really enjoy seeing that as a very just normal portrayal.
Tom, we've got about 30 seconds left here, and I want to ask you about Margot Martindale and her role.
Margot Martindale steals every scene that she's in, and we've been so fortunate that all of these publications are putting her in this what they call awards buzz. Like she's on everybody's front runner list for Academy Awards Best Supporting Actress. Now, who knows how that's going to play out? There's plenty of films still to be released this year, but it's just she turns in a performance that's worthy of all the buzz she's getting. And not only that, she's one of the most lovely people, outspoken, devout Presbyterian, and just one of you root for her in this movie, but man, you root for her in life too.
Exactly.
She's just one of the most loveliest people. It's lovely to see that people are recognizing her.
Exactly.
Well, Tom, we
got to wrap this up. Tom, of course, the producer of the movie The Hollers, which is opening up on the 16th, and then after that, you know, it'll have more of a bigger rollout at that point, right, Tom?
Yep. September 23rd, and it'll just keep hitting theaters. You know, as long as people go see and it does well, it'll keep going out to more and more theaters. So,
worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Are you living?